I've been away from home for a while. While I've been away, I haven't really been able to indulge myself. I haven't been able to touch myself. I haven't been able to get off. About over a week now. And I noticed over all that time, I found myself lingering. Rather, I found my gaze lingering on the men I'd see in public. No. Normally, men don't really capture my attention, but it was just something about this time. Every single time I would see a guy that I thought was attractive, maybe he looked a little nervous. Maybe he'd be soft, have a bit of a stomach. Just really cute types of guys, I guess. Guys that I would want to dominate. I would look at them and I couldn't help myself but begin to fantasize about what they would sound like with my hand wrapped around their cock, my voice right next to their ear. Calling them a dirty slut. A stupid whore. Anything I wanted, really. I imagine them whimpering. Trying so hard to repeat the words that I tell them to say. They just can't. Too embarrassed, red in the face. I would think about how badly I would want to sharpen my tone and snatch their hands away when they try to cover their face. And tell them no. You look so pretty when you're embarrassed. You look so pretty when you're humiliated. When you realize that you like being treated like this. Like a toy. Like a whore. A thing to be used by me. A thing to be controlled. I'd find myself thinking this about most of the guys I looked at. And I didn't really know how to feel about it. I don't usually have those kinds of I usually don't have those kinds of descriptive, detailed thoughts about random guys I just see, but I've been so hungry lately for a boy to play with. It feels like an ache inside me. Sometimes I'll be looking at them and I'll catch their eyes. And I'll hold that gaze to see if they're the first one to pull away. When they realize that I've been looking at them, when they realize that I'm interested in them, or, you know, they could just be wondering, what the hell is that person staring at me for? But still, I just sit there and I fantasize in public, waiting for my ride, waiting for my food, waiting for whatever it is that I'm waiting for. It's a good way to pass the time. But after so many days of being unable to touch myself and unable to come, fantasizing about playing with every guy I see, well, almost every guy I see, I can't help but feel like I might be the pervert. Well, I think that's a given at this point. But still. I just can't help myself. When I finally had time to myself, I edged myself for a little while and got off, and it was really nice, but it's still, I still really, really want to have a cute boy bucking his hips into my hands or between my thighs. Against my leg. I want to make fun of him for making such a mess. Let him come all over my hands just so I could shove my fingers in his mouth and make him lick every digit clean. Or I could just smear it on his face. How humiliating would that be? Having your own cum smeared around in your face. Oh. And you'd look so pretty like that. He'd look so pretty like that. Oh, I'd love to hold him up by his hair and just look at the disgusting fucking mess I've made all over his face and just smile down at him. And then shove his face directly into my cunt. Let all of his cum and saliva mix with my slick that's just been dripping down my thighs the entire time that I've been playing with him. Even more of a mess for him to clean up. Oh. But I'm sure he'd savor the taste. That wonderful taste of his cum mixed with mine. And then, of course, I couldn't help myself, but get a nice warm wash rag after and just kind of gently wash his face clean and tell him that he's done such a good job for me, that he put on such a good show. He entertained me so well. And tell him what a fun toy he is to play with. And how I enjoy my time with him so much. Oh. If only I could. I've never had this feeling before of, I guess, having a very intense yearning for dominating somebody. I mean, I have cravings, sure. And I can usually satisfy those cravings, but this specific craving, this need to make a guy come undone between my legs, under my hands, to my voice, my words. It's just, oh, the idea is so intoxicating. I want it so badly. Oh. But, I'll just have to wait, I guess. I know soon enough, I won't be able to hold myself back anymore. Oh, that's when I'll really have some fun. Well, that's what I've been thinking of for the past week. Not sure if this counts for anything, really. Not even sure if this is a narrative or something else entirely. But I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed listening to me share my fantasies with you. And maybe brought you some relief. I don't know. I would hope that at least somebody would share that yearning with me and wish so badly to be that cute boy in my fantasies. Oh, well. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you have some very fun fantasies of your own. Goodbye.